love a girl who can slay one day and look homeless the next. Balance.
See, okay, that slay one day, I wonder what event that was. I'm not saying she got to dress up like that every day. It's just not practical. But how often does the boyfriend get that first look is my question. Or was she going out on a girl's day or a girl's night? But then the dress down look is what you get every day.
I understand. No sex all day, I understand. But when you see me fucking with another nigga, you better understand.
Okay, man, I'm gonna teach y'all a valuable lesson. Women are infamous for noticing negative things. So you can vacuum this whole entire room, they won't notice. So you gotta give them something negative to work with. So what I'm gonna do is, I'm gonna leave the vacuum cleaner out. She's not gonna notice that the room was vacuumed, but she's gonna notice who the hell left this vacuum cleaner out, which tells her I vacuumed the floor.
This guy is a genius. These are great gems. Life hack. This really is a life hack. If you really want some credit, fellas. I know, ladies, you saying, well, you should need credit. You supposed to vacuum the house. You ain't do nothing extraordinary. Sorry, ladies, we want the credit. Because a lot of guys don't do that.
Most men find most women to be at least somewhat attractive. In contrast, women on average view 80% of men as below average in attractiveness. Another study found that on the dating app Tinder, men liked more than 60% of the female profiles they viewed, while women liked only 4.5% of male profiles. I didn't realize that 80% of men as below average.
That doesn't even make sense. Like, how can 80% of men be below average? I mean, this just proves that women only see the men that they deem to be top 20%. And I want to go into something. There are certain men that would be considered top 20% of all men, just generally speaking. And then there's top 20% of the world she's in, or the circles that she run in. For example, in the skateboarder circles, the top 20% guy is the guy that, let's just say, do the most tricks at the skate park, for example. Now, in the grand scheme of life, you know, he's a bottom 20% guy. He lived with his mom. He don't got a job. You know, his clothes is bummy. So in the grand scheme, big world, he's bottom 20%. But in that skateboard world, he the man. So all the little skateboard groupies be all over him because he know how to do the most tricks. So I want people to be clear about that whole top 20% thing.
That's quite off.
It is, because, you know, you would think like 50%, right? It's sort of like 50% above and 50% below. But to have 80% rated below is pretty grim.
Because of the increased risk women carry, they tend to be choosier about their partners. In contrast, men are less discerning.
Well, men just want a woman. You don't got to be a top 10, top 20% woman. You don't got to be the most beautiful woman. A man just want a woman to come home to that's not going to be a huge B to him. Cook a meal from time to time. Make a sandwich from time to time. Open your legs from time to time. That's all. We simple. Women, you got to be this height. You got to look like this. You know why? Because they've been getting their butt kissed basically since they were born. Everybody been telling them how great they are, all the things they deserve, you know, what not to accept from a man, what to demand from a man. Women get so much attention from men from such early ages. Men are just disposable to them. When you have something in abundance, you're not going to value it. You know what I mean? Women, even below average looking women, have an abundance of men trying to talk to them. So that's why they don't know the true value of a man. In a sense, when you're young and attractive, or young and unattractive sometimes, basically men grow on trees. Like, I don't have to value any one man. You see what I'm saying? And I could set my standards higher because I always got dudes trying to talk to me. But here's what you don't get. They're just trying to talk to you to get something from you. They're not trying to talk to you to marry you and provide for you for the rest of your life, even when you're old and ugly. That's not what they're doing. So maybe you should value the average man who actually would look out for you and love you even when you're old and ugly. And your mental is starting to slip. But they don't realize it until it's too late. Ladies, realize it early. I'm trying to give you advice.
How many hours a week do you work?
40.
How many hours a week do you work?
42.
Okay. How many hours a week do you work?
Like work in here?
Yeah, work. No, work. Your job.
My job? About 9, 10 hour days.
2 in the morning till about 12 in the afternoon.
Wow. So over 40 hours.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I'm just checking. Oh, yeah. All right. Oh, thanks. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Appreciate it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. How many hours a week do you work?
Work?
Yeah, work.
Job?
Yeah, your job.
50.
But you're in here?
Every day.
5 days a week. Wow.
Dude, we get it. But look, some guys don't want to spend their whole lives working for some company and then come to the gym to work for such and such hour. People want to do other things than just work out and then go to their job, bro. I mean, I get it, but people have lives, people have families, people have other responsibilities. So, I mean, yeah, we get it, man. You're big, you're huge. Yeah, go hard, go harder, work harder, stop crying and go harder. We know your type. Yeah, you're alpha. We get it, bro. It's over the top. I'm sorry. It's over the top. I mean, hey, if that's what you want to do, go for it. But don't try to shame other people if they want to do something else.